Official FBI statistics show the number of hate crimes in the U.S. hit a five-year high in 2016. There's been an increase in anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim incidents as well. Have they been driven or at least influenced by President Trump's comments and actions, providing cover to some extent for offenders? Will Carlos is a reporter for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. He's with me to talk about his recent piece, They Spewed Hate, Then They Punctuated It with the President's Name. Will, based on your reporting, when someone would spew out something derogatory or hateful, how often was President Trump's name attached to it?
Well, we found that it was happening a lot more than we thought it was happening, and it was happening all over the country. We were able to confirm more than 150 cases where people had reported hate speech. It's very important to note that this is where people had actually taken it upon themselves to go to the website documenting hate and to self-report this. They took the time to fill out a form saying, this happened to me, or I saw this happen to somebody. And so I think that it's fair to say that that's just a sliver of the cases that are actually happening around the country. But nevertheless, it really surprised us that we found this in 39 different states, people saying this horrible stuff.
And it is happening to people who are African-American, Hispanic, Jewish, people they presume are homosexual as well.
That's right. I mean, as I wrote in the piece, I mean, it even happened to a couple of people who, a couple of white people who have sort of thick, dark, curly hair, who assumed that they were being targeted because people thought that they were Latino. In a couple of instances, people were targeted because people thought that they were Jewish. Basically, anybody who is not white, heterosexual, sort of classic Anglo-American is a target or has been a target.
Well, let's talk the big picture story as well of Melissa Johnson. This is really fascinating because you got some terrific quotes from her as well. First of all, what happened to her and what sort of feeling did you get from her when you spoke to her in terms of her level of shock, her level of dismay?
Now, Melissa Johnson's an interesting case. She's a 38-year-old from San Diego, California. I used to live in San Diego. It's a fairly racially diverse place, but it's also a pretty segregated place. Now, Melissa grew up actually in a very white neighborhood, went to very white schools, and she will freely admit that she suffered discrimination and bias her entire life. I mean, she was called nasty names and you know, more subtle signs of racism, like I note in the story, you know, old ladies getting in the elevator with her would sort of clutch their purse a little bit tighter at her presence. What happened to her was she was shopping at a Trader Joe's right after the election, a Trader Joe's supermarket. She walked out, was crossing into the parking lot to her car with a cart full of groceries, and a shiny new BMW pulled up alongside her. And the guy, I can't obviously say exactly what the guy said, but he used a racial epithet and told her. I can tell you that he shouted that the slave ship is loading up. And then he shouted Trump and pumped his fist. And so this was, she described this as just a whole different level. You know, she'd heard this stuff before. She described it as whispers before, and now people have started to yell.
Well, this begs the question that are people hiding behind President Trump, that people feel like he is some sort of symbol that allows them to be hateful?
I'm going to flip that. I think it's the opposite. I think that you have people who would have been reticent to say something, but who feel empowered, who feel emboldened. These are the words that I heard again and again and again. And I spoke to more than 80 people for this project. And it was what was so remarkable about this story, honestly, about the research in it, was that I would pick up the phone to somebody in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, or I'd pick up the phone to a high school kid in Maine, you know, or a 38-year-old African-American in San Diego, and they'd all use the same words. They'd all say, look, I feel like these people have been given empowerment. I feel like these people have been emboldened by President Trump. So, you know, is President Trump a racist? I think he's said things that could be interpreted in some very odd ways. I think he's been very kind of slow to counter the idea that he's a racist. And I think that the reality is that appeals to a certain group of his base, you know, and a certain group of his base have taken at least his sort of unclear language as a signal that he is on their side. And I think that he could do a lot more to dispel that notion and to tell those people that what they're doing is not okay and that he's not all right with it.
And well, for these people who have gone through this, who have gone through these attacks, has there been to some extent a loss of their faith in America and what America is supposed to be?
It's not fair to say that of every single person, but I definitely spoke to people who said that they feel that America was on a positive trajectory, that civil rights and human rights were on a positive trajectory, and that that trajectory has either been, you know, either been stopped or slowed down or even reversed. I'll give you a good example. I spoke to a family in the suburb of Arvada, Colorado, who adopt two ladies, who one of them white, one of them Asian American, who adopted three African American kids in 2011. So it was in the Obama administration, and you know, at the time when they adopted those kids, these moms really felt that America was on a positive trajectory, that things were getting better, and that they were never under any illusions that that bringing up three kids in a town that's literally 1% African-American was ever going to be like a piece of cake, a cakewalk. But they did think, they did have hope for the future. And these people told me in no uncertain terms, this lovely couple just told me, look, you know, not only do we not feel like things are getting better, but we do feel as if things have reversed, because all three of their children have suffered racist taunts, and all three of the taunts specifically mentioned President Trump by name.
Will Carlos is a reporter for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting.